Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting there on the passenger side, say it's for the best as I try not to cry. And we sit in silence as you drive home.
Cody, enjoying Nashville, but I'm looking forward to this interview all day.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I think with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Megan Rhodes to the show. Hey Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. As I was telling you off air, when Craig told me that he booked this for us,
I didn't realize that you've been on this past season of The Voice. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I know. That was so funny. Yeah, well, I'm glad that I'm here and that we get to talk, and now we have more to talk about.
Yeah.
Truly. But I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to just ask how you got into the music business in the first place.
Oh, man, it's been a long time coming. I always knew when I was little that I wanted to sing. Everybody asked, when I was little, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd say a singer. And, I feel like a lot of young kids, they'll say things like that. They want to be a singer or an actress or, like, the president or, something. So, people kind of brushed it off. They're like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I really got more into it and really, really started focusing on my music probably in, I would say, seventh grade is when I got my first vocal coach. And that's when I really knew that I wanted to sing for the rest of my life. And so that's kind of how things started. And then through that and realizing that that's what you want to do, you meet people and you make connections and, yeah, that's kind of how I got into the music business, I guess.
Awesome. I want to talk about your experience on The Voice. What was that like for you?
Oh my gosh, it was so surreal. It was crazy in a great way. I met the most amazing people. Like, everybody there that I met was so nice, so talented, really, like, truly genuine people, which is really, really important to me. And so that was great, and I made some lifelong friends. But also getting to work with the coaches and just hearing what they have to say and their feedback was crazy. Like, I learned so much more than I ever thought I would have learned from a show like that. So it was amazing. And it really did like solidify that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Well, how was working with Blake up close?
Blake's
about
awesome.
To ask, is Blake Shelton as cool as he seems?
Yes. And he's actually, okay. So, at least with my experience with him, when you see him on TV, he's super goofy and like joking around all the time, which he still does that, but he is also very like focused and, when it's time to work, it's time to work. And so he's like, he's still goofy, but it's not like a 24/7 thing. Like, he's definitely focused and driven, and he's focused on you, which is really nice.
So, was there a time when working with him that he was ever strict, saying, "Hey, you need to be serious. That's not how you do it. This is how you do it," or some type of like critical way at all, professionally?
No, not at all. Not at all. And, I only got to work with him once, and then I only worked with Miley once. So I didn't like get to know them super, super well, but, the time that I did work with him, he was never like that. He definitely gave great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And, he would tell us what he wanted to, what he would have liked to see and, things we could improve on and all of that. But yeah, no, he was never strict.
Oh, that's good to know when they audition for The Voice. No, I'm just kidding about that.
Yeah, same here, Craig. That's not gonna happen. That's good. Let's face it. My singing voice, it breaks glass. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, I'm sure you're fine.
Oh man. So I've got some kind of get to know you questions if you're okay with it.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Now, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Honestly, I don't think I would change anything, and I mean that. Like, I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, and that I am where I'm supposed to be right now, and that I'll be wherever I end up, and wherever I end up is where I'm supposed to be in my career. And everything, so far has just been amazing. The outcome of everything that I've gone through, good or bad, has always turned into something greater. So I really don't think I would change anything.
All right. This is kind of a fun one. If you weren't in the music business at all, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
Ooh, that's good. Okay, I think I would either be like a forensics person, which is, I don't know what they're called.
Like forensic accountant, you mean?
Like a forensic, like the dead bodies.
Forensic pathologist.
Is that weird? Yeah, I would do that. Or I would be a criminal psychologist. I'm super into crime and I watch crime documentaries all the time, and analyzing. I think I would want to analyze how a criminal's brain works and how everything is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I hope you don't become an expert at that, because then what happens if you get desperate? You might decide, okay, I feel like a criminal. I think I'm going to take out a loan, an undocumented loan from a bank.
Well, switching gears here for a second. What music are you currently listening to? What bands, what artists are you listening to right now?
Right now, I love Kelsea Ballerini's newest album, Unapologetically. I love that. I think that, she really inspires me as a songwriter, and I just love her style. So I'm listening to her a lot right now. And then I just started listening to Caitlin Smith's new album that was just released. I think it was, when was it? Yesterday? 2 days ago?
I think it was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, so I just started listening to that too, and I think that she's awesome. But I guess I would mainly say, and then I always am listening to Maren Morris. Chris Stapleton is another one of my favorites.
Big Stapleton fan here. Big Stapleton fan.
You want to hear something funny? Well, last night, I was at Puckett's in Nashville, which is on 4th Avenue North. I was listening to Emmy Miner, who was a singer that Cody and I interviewed last November. And sure enough, at the listening room, which is now, I think, a block away from Puckett's, was a singer named Forrest Whitehead, who co-wrote Love Me Like You Mean It with Kelsea. But the funny part she stopped by the listening room, and she did two songs. Legends and Peter Pan.
Oh, that's
wow.
So cool. Oh, you know what? That's so
great.
Cool. I saw her, she posted, I think, on her Instagram story or something, a picture of her, and she was singing somewhere, and she was she mentioned Nashville. She said, I love you, Nashville, or something like that. But,
that's
really cool.
Well, I wasn't too close, but yet so far to see her.
What was that?
True.
So close, but yet so far.
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Nashville. A major country artist will just randomly pop in and play shows.
That's
what I love
awesome
about that town. But Keith Urban will randomly pop into like a Legends or somewhere and just say, "Hey, I'm playing a show. Come on out."
He did that this past Wednesday, the day before I came to Nashville.
Nice. But
he played at Exit.
And speaking of Nashville, like I told you off air, Megan, I only live about 3 hours from Nashville, and it's my favorite city in this world. I go there pretty much every chance I possibly get.
And it's so funny because I hear that from everyone, and I've never been to Nashville, which everybody is going to think I'm crazy. And I think I'm crazy for having never been to Nashville, and I'm a country singer. But, actually planning a trip to go out there really soon and visit for the first time.
You definitely need to go.
CMA Fest would be the CMA Fest would be the perfect time for you to come, Megan. Well, maybe you could plan a couple of shows, and that'll give you a huge chance to increase your fan base, meet a lot of people, and gain new fans.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
I meant to tell you earlier, but this song we just played, "Too Hard." I host a indie country radio show every Friday, where I'll pick my top three favorite independent songs of the week, and I'll play them on the show, and I'll spotlight the artists. So I'm adding this to a rotation on that show for you.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the least I can do because I feel like if you guys take 30 plus minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come on and do this, it's the absolute least I could do to help promote you guys in any way possible.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about social media for a second.
Okay.
How has a social media affected your career thus far?
How has social media affected my career? Well, I mean, it's definitely allowed me to reach a way wider audience. And, you know, just being on the show and being able to share that experience with everybody has been really cool. And I think that's helped to gain a little bit of a bigger fan base, you know, just based on that experience alone. And then now that I can kind of say, hey, this is who I am and here's Too Hard and all of that. Now that's kind of what I'm trying to do to keep this momentum going from the show and really use social media to like expand on that.
Oh, and speaking of the voice, I'm sure you probably do, but do you know Natalie Stovall?
I do, yes.
She is an absolute doll. Oh, my God. She is
Oh, my gosh.
Adorable.
She's so sweet, and she's the cutest thing ever. I love her.
She's adorable. We had her on the show right after her run on The Voice, and and it was... she has the bubbliest personality I believe I've ever seen.
She really does.
She's adorable.
She's such a joy to be around. Yeah. She's so fun.
And I'll be honest with you too. I get nervous talking to you guys. I don't know why. But I get nervous talking to y'all. But
don't be nervous.
With Natalie, it was just like I was talking to somebody I'd known for 20 years.
Yeah. She's very, she's super easy to talk to. Super easygoing. So sweet. I love her.
Agreed.
I flew to Chicago to see her, Ruthie Collins, and Kelly Bannon perform as when they were touring as Three Girls in a Bar because they didn't come to the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And I got to see them after the show and talk to them all for 20 minutes. And Natalie,
oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It really was.
So this next question I've got for you has a little story behind it. I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I'll watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. So, I was watching one of the best in the business, Dan Rather, asked this to a Kid Rock one time, and I thought it was the greatest question ever. Someone asked you, when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a major CMA award after major CMA award, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
That's a great question. Personally, I think that, and this is what I've always, thought, you know, when it comes to like releasing my music and everything, is that it's 100% me, but I want people to be able to relate to it. And I want everything to, you know, I want to celebrate with people. I want to laugh with people. I want to cry with people. I want my music to be that crutch for somebody, no matter what emotion it is. I want someone to be having an amazing day and say, hey, I want to listen to this Megan Rose song because this is how I'm feeling right now. Or if someone's having not the best day, somebody turns on another one of my songs because it makes them feel better, or that's how they're feeling and they can relate to that. And that's one of my biggest goals. And I think that's, you know, what I would want to be remembered for.
Well, I think with a few good performances during CMA Fest, a lot of those, what you just said, laugh and cry with people, that might just happen.
I think so.
You know, if you have a few good performances at CMA Fest, you might just get a chance to laugh with people and and cry with people. Maybe.
Yeah.
It all depends. But that's the best situation.
Totally.
Right. So, another kind of a weird question I've got for you. This question stems from I had a professor in college who just loves scenarios. He'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it. Totally. So this is probably where this question comes from. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are they?
Wait, I'm standing. I'm where? I'm stranded on a deserted
you're stranded.
Island.
And can only take three things with you.
Oh, that's really hard. I think. Okay, so one thing I would take with me is a blanket because I'm always cold. Like, I'm always freezing for some reason. So, like, a nice, big, fuzzy blanket. And then what's another thing that I would take? I guess I'd have to be practical and take, like, I would take like a few lighters. No, I could only take one because then that would fill up my list. I would take a lighter. I wouldn't take matches because what if they got wet and then I wouldn't be able to use them. So take a lighter so that I could make fires and cook food and whatever. And then I think I would take I think I would take my dog. Then that's it.
That's awesome.
That's like the most boring answer ever, but.
It's actually practical. I mean, matches to Coke or whatever, you know, with, and a dog to keep company. It's actually practical.
Yeah, and I love her, and she could help me, like, do some of my hunting, maybe. You know?
Exactly. There you go.
She could run up the tree and get the coconuts for you.
Exactly.
Yep. So, I wanted to ask, before we get into what's coming up for you, as a creative person, which you obviously are creative, what inspires or motivates you?
Or do you mean like when it comes to writing or just in general?
Just in general. I mean, just in general.
So definitely hearing other artists and their songs, knowing that they wrote them themselves or that they co-wrote them, hearing that inspires me a lot and that motivates me because when it comes to writing, for me, I'm still not at the point where I can just sit down and write a song. Like, it really needs to be, you know, based off of what I'm feeling right in that moment or, you know, a situation that happened, you know, a significant situation that I've been through in my life. So I think just listening to singer-songwriters that I know are really, really good at writing songs and can literally sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write a song and do it and write a great song. That's definitely motivating for me and inspiring. And yeah, then I guess just taking my own life experiences and putting those into songs and telling stories. And like I said, you know, I want to have my own music as a crutch for other people, no matter what. And that's another big motivation and inspiration for me.
And speaking of music or whatever, you know, the entire reason why I started the show is one, that I can't sing a note. Trust me, I've tried. It's not going to happen. So, I wanted to start this show as a way to stay close to an industry that I love and have so much respect for.
Yeah, I think that this show is awesome. So I'm glad you did it. Thank you.
you know, and it's been almost 6 years doing this. It's been nearly 6 years doing this, and and it's probably, well, no, it is the best decision I ever made.
That's awesome. That's so great.
You know, and I've, and let me ask you this one question, because I know I've done it. Is there ever a time in your music career where you just sit back and go, is this my life right now? Is this actually my life?
Wait, I'm sorry. What, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
That's fine. I said, because I know that this happens to me all the time. So, do you ever just stop and take a second and think, is this actually my life right now?
Yes. especially when I was on The Voice, I was like, is this really happening? Like, is this, like, somebody pinch me? It was very surreal. And now it's kind of like, it's all really catching up to me. Like, I'm still taking it in. Because everything moved so quickly. And so now I'm just kind of like, wow, this is really, this is really what happened. Like, this is my life. And, I'm hoping that it only goes up from here, but yeah, I definitely do.
Oh, it will.
I do have to stop.
It will.
As long as you continue to believe in yourself, Megan, which I know you do, and continue to keep moving forward, you will keep rising.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm trying.
And if there's ever anything that we can do for you here on the show, whether it's a promotion for a brand new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Because I mean, the way I feel like this show is here's how I look at the show. If we can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, the next interview or that next gig or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I've more than done my job.
Totally. And, I mean, I love talking with you, and I have fun. I love doing interviews and just, you know, meeting and talking with new people. And I know that as, like, an artist that is still trying to establish themselves, like, we appreciate it so much when you guys want to talk with us. So thank you.
It's a huge... Absolutely. It's a huge high for me to be able to do these interviews with Cody and interview artists like yourself, Megan. So it's like we support you, but your careers give us a high every day and a reason to continue to do these conduct these interviews.
Oh, agreed. Thank you.
Sure.
You know, and I'll tell you this too. Whenever I see former guest or a friend or whatever, because I consider you guys friends. I may be overstepping, but I consider you guys friends.
No, not at all.
So,
not at all. Yeah, of course. I consider you guys like new friends too.
Oh, terrific. I hope,
but,
really hope to meet you one day, Megan, at a performance.
Of course. Of course.
Oh,
I would
yeah,
love
absolutely.
That.
But whenever I see my friends in the industry kill it. I mean, here recently somebody, a good friend of mine signed a publishing deal and stuff like that just, it totally warms my heart, you know?
Yeah, totally, of course.
I feel like we're doing something right here.
You guys are, you really are.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, in the next few minutes, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's coming up for you. I know you've got this a brand new single that you're trying to promote. So, what is the rest of 2018 looking like for you?
The rest of 2018, I'm hoping is going to be another really big year. So right now I'm really just trying to push too hard, but then I also have a few other songs recorded that I am planning on releasing. I don't know when yet, but definitely in the coming months. And I'm super, super excited for everybody to hear those as well. And really just getting out there and performing even more and performing outside of California, hopefully. And, you know, just meeting more people, more musicians and songwriters and collaborating with a lot of people. I think that's one of the main things that I want to do this year is collaborate with as many people as I can, songwriters and other singers, and really just like learn from other people, because I think that's what I learned about myself from The Voice, is that I learn a lot from other people, and how they you know, sing or how they write, and I learn about myself that way too. So I definitely want to collaborate with a lot of people this year, but yeah, you guys can expect more music, more performances, and hopefully performances outside of California.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
yeah. I wanted
hoping,
to ask you. You're hoping. Who would you be interested in collaborating with? Who is at the top of your list that you wish to work with, Megan?
Oh, I feel like right now, like, I mean, there's tons of people that I want to write with, but like, I actually don't know who would be at the top of my list. I don't know. There's people just like friends in Nashville that I want to write with. My dream person to write with would be Maren Morris.
That's a lot of great
like I would
people
love. I would love to write with her. Of course, that would be like way in the future, but I would love to write with her. She's amazing. She's so great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
A couple more questions for you, then I think we'll wrap things up here. Whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, that's a good question too. These are all really great questions. The best advice I've ever been given is to trust myself and not to overthink it. And I think that can apply to so many different things in my life, both professional and personal life. And right now I think that really applies to, you know, like I said, I'm really focusing on writing, on my songwriting. And so that really applies to just trusting myself and my own creativity and not overthinking it, like, oh, are other people going to like this? And, you know, writing something and then, no, that's crap. That's not good. You know what I mean? Like I have to really trust myself, but I can apply that to anything in my life. But yeah, that's the best advice I've ever gotten so far.
Awesome. And thank you for what you said about these questions, because I feel like at least for a first time guest on the show, I feel like instead of doing a quote unquote work related interview, I feel like it serves the guest and myself a little bit. To do a more personal kind of a get-to-know-you interview, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've been doing that for like I said, 6 years, and I try to gear these interviews more towards a conversation, as opposed to firing question after question at the guest. You know, because I hate those type of interviews. I'll be honest, I hate those kind of interviews where you're just firing question after question at the guest. So,
right. Yeah, no, this is great. I like that this is like a conversation, and we can kind of just go back and forth on both of our experiences with other people and
right.
in our personal lives as well. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
That's what an interview should be, is a conversation.
Yeah, totally.
That's
I agree
with
you. Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Wow. We've been going for about 40 minutes here. So,
oh my gosh, seriously?
Seriously. I mean,
it does not feel like 40
it
minutes.
It goes so
gone
quick.
By so quick.
Time flies by when you're having a blast.
It does.
Oh, yes,
it really
does.
That's the truest statement I've ever heard.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Now, before we let you go, I do have two more questions before we let you go.
Okay.
First off, it's not really a question, but I guess it is. But how can fans find you online if they want to keep up with you and what you're doing?
Okay, so I actually just launched a website, and that is MeganRoseOfficial.com, and they can subscribe to my mailing list, and I'm going to start doing, like, monthly emails to everybody on my mailing list with, like, just exclusive, you know, what's going on with me, and I'm going to try to do like some giveaways and stuff like that. I'm still kind of conjuring up some ideas, but definitely my website is a really, really good way. And then another good way is Instagram. So my Instagram is at meganrose.music. And then my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/officialmeganrose.
Awesome. Oh, and I apologize for blowing up your social media feed today. I apologize for that.
Oh my gosh, don't be sorry. It's totally fine. I love it.
Awesome. And my last question is this: throughout these last 40 or 45 minutes, is there anything that we haven't covered that you would have liked to?
You know, I think we've covered just about everything that, like, I could think of, which is great because I want to be able to, you know, cover all of it.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? I don't think so. I think we've covered it all.
I can't think of anything, to be honest.
At least for now.
True.
Cool.
Hey, thank you for taking almost 45 minutes out of your day to come on and do this. This has been so much fun.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun. Thank you.
It's been a blast, Megan. Thank you.
I've had
so
much fun.
And you're always welcome back on the show anytime, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're always more than welcome back anytime. And I mean what I say. If there's anything I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I think I'm going to let you go, but I'll be talking to you on social media, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much. It was so great to talk to you guys.
It was. Thank you, Megan.
Bye, Megan.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yep, that was.
That was so much fun.
Was very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna also let you go, buddy. And we've got two shows coming up next week, don't we?
Yes, we have. On the 23rd, we have Jess Taylor, and on Wednesday, the 24th, we have Cassie Lynn Wells, whose podcast is rated
yep.
in the top 10 country podcasts for 2017. So it should be a great interview.
It's a great show. I mean, have you heard it?
I've heard a few interviews. Yes, I heard her interview with Kayla Woodson.
It's a great
terrific
show.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, and I can wrap things up here, okay?
All right. Thank you, Cody. I'll speak to you Tuesday. Have a good night.
But I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Megan Rose. You've heard the announcements. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.